Oh, I love Christmas carols.
我喜欢圣诞的歌啊歌曲。
Thank you, worship team, for leading us such a wonderful time of singing those Christmas carols.
谢谢敬拜团队带领我们一起唱这个赞美诗，圣诞的赞美诗。
As I always say, I love Christmas carols so much, I marry a girl called Carol.
就像牧师说他喜欢的圣诞的敬拜歌曲，所以他。
She actually told me that she was attracted to me because of my singing.
她说她被牧师的歌声所吸引。
But after we got married, I stopped singing.
结婚以后，她就不再唱了。
Something miraculous about Christmas.
关于圣诞节一个很特别的发生事情发生。
You know, it's a single event that changed the course of history for the earth and for mankind.
因为这个很简单，还只是这个事件改变了整个人类的历史，整个的世界。
In fact, we use that to even define how we measure time.
实际上，我们用这个事件来分别时段时间
，using the birth of Christ as a center point of history.
用耶稣出生诞生的这个时间作为世界时间的终点中间点来分。
We measure either B.C. before Christ or A.D., which is in other words, in the year of the Lord in Latin.
就是我们用耶稣诞生之前和耶稣诞生之后用拉丁文就是 A.D. 来划分基督诞生之后跟基督诞生之前的时间。
And this event was talked about, prophesied 700 years before the actual birth of Christ.
这个事件用来实现了在耶稣诞生之前的700年所先知所发表的预言。
And in Isaiah it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
因为在以赛亚书里面。以赛亚先知这样写道：“因为有一位婴孩为我们而生，有一子给了我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试全人的神、远在的父、和平的君王。”
A child is born speak of Christ's humanity.
一个孩子出生讲的这孩子，一个孩子的人类的人性。
To represent mankind, he has.To be a human,
作为人类的代表，作为人类的代表，他必须是人，必须人的肉身出现在。
We call him the last Adam.
我们称他为最后的后面的亚当。
A son is given, talk about his divinity, given by God, the Son of God in eternity.
Yes, 一个孩子是婴孩，是给我们是讲神的神迹是神赐给人类的。
And we.In Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story, it reads that the angel said to this shepherd, Do not be afraid, I bring you good news or the gospel of great joy and to all people. Today, the town of David, the Savior, has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
就是在路加福音的里面记载的路加福音第二章里面记载说，那天使对那个牧羊人说，对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大好的信息，大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩，他裹着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。”
God Himself came for us.
上帝神他自己来到我们中间。
You know, this greatest miraculous story ever told is still relevant today. History is about His story.
这是有史以来最伟大的神迹故事，至今依然还有现实的意义。历史不过是他的故事，所以历史这个两个大字比较就是他的故事，就是历史。
And today I want to share with you very briefly three miraculous events that took place.
今天我们要跟大家分享三个神迹在历史当中所发生的事件。
The first miracle is God with us, Emmanuel.
第一件神迹就是神跟我们同在，以马内利。
You have to understand when man sin, we are separated from God.
我们需要知道，当我们人类犯罪的时候，人跟上帝分离了。
And God desired to be with us.
那神的心就是要跟我们在一起。
You know, it demonstrated in Matthew 1:3, it says the virgin will be with child and you will give birth to a son and they will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
就在马太福音里面写到说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他名为以马内利。以马内利翻译出来的意思就是神跟我们同在。
God is with us always.
神总是与我们同在。
At the beginning, Emmanuel God with us. At the end of the gospel, Jesus said, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the age."
所以从一开始神就跟我们同在，即使在福音的后面，耶稣也是在一起说，我要永远跟你们同在，一直跟你们同在。
He is with us and He is for us.
他一直跟我们同在，他也是为我们跟我们在一起。
See, many people think that God is mad with me.
有些人是想说，上帝。对我不喜欢我
I'm not good enough. I've done things that are not right. God is mad at me.
我们会想说，哦，我不够好，我做的事情不对，所以上帝对我不喜欢我。
The truth is, God is mad about you because He loves you.
但真实的是，上帝为你疯狂，为你喜悦，是因为他爱你。
That's why He went all the way to seek and to save that which I lost.
所以他就。一直从天上下来来寻找那失散的人。
In 2012, I have the opportunity to go to Israel.
在2012年，牧师有机会到以色列。
In fact, I went to Israel twice, 2010 and 2012.
就实际上，牧师在2010年、2012年到了以色列。
And here is a model of the temple.
这就是个圣殿的模型。
Because God will dwell with us.He told Moses to build a tent, a tabernacle.
因为在旧约的时候，耶稣说，上帝说他要跟我们在一起，所以他叫摩西建立一个帐篷。
So that he can be with us.
所以他会跟我们同在。
So in the room, the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of Covenant is, the mercy seat, the presence of God is there.
所以在那个帐篷里面，在至圣所，在约柜里面，上帝。在那边跟我们同在
and God will lead His people in the daytime. There will be a pillar of cloud that come over on top of it, and a pillar of fire in the night.
所以上帝要带领他的子民，在白天是云柱，在晚上是火柱，跟人同在，带领以色列。
But history tells us the temple was destroyed.
但历史告诉我们，那个圣殿被毁掉了。
And this is a part of the Temple Mount where the wall is.
这是一个部分在圣殿山上，有部分的墙还留在那里。
And people go there and begin to cry out to God.
所以很多人在那边呼喊上帝。
This is an area that many will go there and they'll write prayers on pieces of paper and stuff into the bricks.
就在那个墙上面，很多人在那边写下他的祷告，然后就把纸条塞在墙缝里面。
You know, and I had the opportunity to go into a tunnel to visit.A certain part of the world is very sacred.
所以，我有个机会就走到那个地下的隧道里面，去看那个遗迹，那个层层的遗迹。
What's amazing is some of these stones weigh hundreds and hundreds of tons.
所以很奇妙的是，有些石头就大概几吨重的石头在那边。
And you wonder how they built the temple and the wall.
我想象不出来他们是怎样的建造这个圣殿建。怎样的建造这个城墙
？And then we proceed to one area where the guy told us that this part of the wall is the closest to the Holy of Holies.
所以他们到了这个地方，那个导游那个解说员就告诉我们，这座墙就是最靠近至圣所的那座墙。
He said he was standing at the front, at this point, or at the point closest to the site of the holies of holy on the Temple Mount.
那就说你在这个地方站在这边，就是最靠近 至圣所，圣殿当中，圣殿上就至圣所的那最靠近的那个地方。
And you can see people laying hand on stone and praying and crying out to God.
你可以看到人就按手那个墙上，在那边哭喊，在那边呼喊上帝。
And you can see some of them sitting there in prayer.
你看到有的人坐在那边祷告。
But they don't realize the Master, the Messiah is already came.
但他们没有意识到救主弥赛亚已经来了。
And when Jesus died on the cross, the veil, the curtain between blocking the Holy of Holy already been torn into two.
当耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，圣至圣所之间的那个隔出至圣所的那个重大大的幔子已经被从上到下撕成了两半。
And we have direct access into God's very presence.
我们是有这个特权，直接的来到上帝的面前。
That's why Scripture tells us that we have a high priest. You got to understand, only the high priest can go into the Holy of Holies once a year.
所以我们知道，只有最高的那个大祭司一年只能够一次到至圣所到神面前，但是我们是随时可以到神的面前。
And he has to offer a sin offering for himself before he goes in.
那个大祭司进到神的面前，进到至圣所之前。他要先献上为自己献上赎罪祭。
But our High Priest Jesus is also the Lamb of God that was slain for us.
但是我们的大祭司耶稣基督，他是神的羔羊，他为我们而牺牲。
And through him we can enter into God's presence.
所以通过耶稣，我们可以直接的来到神的面前。
That's why he will encourage us that we do not have a High Priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.But we are one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of our need.
所以在希伯来书里面，他告诉我们，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只要坦然无惧的来到神的宝座前，为要得着连续蒙恩惠，随时他帮助。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神跟我们同在。
And God is for us.
神为我们在一起。
And who can be against us?
神为我们征战，谁可以跟我们作战对抗我们
？And we can enter into His presence because of Jesus.
所以我们可以来到神的面前，因为耶稣基督。
The second miracle I want to talk about is the second birth.
第二个神迹我要讲的是第二次再生重生。
Jesus was born to give us a second birth.
耶稣降生是为了给我们第二次的生命重生。
You know, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes, everyone who believes in Him.Will not perish but have eternal life.
那神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫些信他的不至灭亡，而得永生。
Just as we have sang the Christmas carol, Happy Herald Angels Sing, it says in verse 3, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
就像我们刚刚唱的这首圣诗里面，他说。耶稣降生是为了使人类不再死亡，降生是为了养育世间子孙，降生是为了给予他们第二次的生命。
This is so powerful.
这是非常有能力的。
Look, the scripture tells us in Galatians, it says, in the fullness of time, at the right time, the kairos time, God sent His Son, born of the woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law.That we might receive the full rights of son, adoption as son. Because you are son, God sent the spirit of His Son into our hearts, and the spirit will call out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
所以在加拉太书里面这样写道：你今这时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人带出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。 你们既为儿子，神就差着儿子的名进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子的。既是儿子，就能当儿子他为后裔。
You know the word Abba is a very intimate word.
你知道这个话，阿爸，这是非常亲密的话。
It's an every word like daddy, Abba, dad.
就是像在阿拉伯这个古语当中，像 daddy, 像阿爸，像 dad, 父亲，这是非常亲密的话。
And he came not just to only save us, but he adopted us into his family. We are born again into his family.
所以他来不仅仅只是拯救我们，而是把我们在收养到他的家中，我们被称为他的养子。
You know, death came through Adam, but life came through Christ.
那是既是因为一个人亚当而来，那么生命是通过基督而来。
The Scripture tells us, "For as by a man death came, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive."
那圣经里面说，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当当里面，当众人都死了，照样在基督里面，众人也都要复活。
As I say, God is not interested in an extreme makeover or touch-up job.
上帝不仅仅只是修补一下而已。
But we are new creation.
我们是新造的，重新。
We have the resurrected life of Christ.
我们是在有耶稣基督复活的生命。
When I was up in Israel, met this guy. We are in the Temple Mount right now, and this guy, his name is Johnny.
那我在耶路撒冷，在圣山上的时候，遇到这个名字叫 Johnny 的
His nickname used to be Jihad.
他原来是个圣战的分子。
Because he's willing to die for his religion.
因为他要为他的宗教进行征战，要死。
There's so much hatred in his heart.
在他心里有很多的愤恨。
It consumed him.
这个愤恨在烧毁他。
Then Johnny met Jesus.
这个真理就遇见耶稣
，the giver of life，
那生命的礼物
，and his life was completely changed and transformed，
就他的生命完全的改变，完全的不一样
，and now he's ready to die for Christ，
现在他要为耶稣而献身。
When I was a missionary in Indonesia for about 4 years，
当我在印度尼西亚有做4年的传教士。
I have a guy that helped me to drive me around.
我有个人在帮我，带我，开车到处带我走。
And one day I asked Daniel, "Tell me your history, your testimony, how you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ."
有一天我问这个丹尼说：“你告诉我你的故事，你是怎样的来认识耶稣的？”
Daniel came out from a very broken family.
丹尼他是从个破碎的家庭出来。
And he just had this hatred for Christianity.
他的心头对这个基督教充满了愤恨。
So he lived near a church.
所以他靠近教会的地方就把教会烧。
And his hatred was so deep that he says, "My vision and goal in life is to burn down a church."
所以他的这个愤恨是这么样的，充满这样愤恨。他说：“我的生命就是要到处去把教会教堂给烧。”
And when there's a church service on, you take stone and throw on the roof.The same roof of the church and try to make some holes on the roof.
所以当教会在那边聚会的时候，他就把石头扔在教会的屋顶上面，就在屋顶上面就一些洞在那边。
And the church people know about him.
那教会的人知道他。
Because he always throws stone whenever they have services.
因为他总是扔石头，当他们教会的人聚会的时候，他总是在那边扔石头到这边。
And the church gathered to pray for him.
所以教会聚集在一起为他祷告。
One night Daniel had an encounter with Jesus.
有一个晚上，丹尼就遇见了耶稣。
He saw Jesus.
他见到了耶稣。
He felt the peace of God.
他发现了，他感觉到神的平安在他身。
And Jesus said, "Come, follow me."
耶稣说：“来跟随我。
”The following Sunday he went to church.
那跟随着这个星期天，跟随着那个星期天，他就到了教会。
The people were panicked.
那教会人就很紧张
，because they thought he's going to come and create problem for the church.
因为他们想这个人要来教会，要在教会当中。
But instead, when they worshipped, he was in tears crying.
当 很奇妙的，当敬拜的时候，他在那边流眼泪。
And Daniel received Jesus.
当年就接受了耶稣。
Says now I'm not going to build a church. Now my vision is to plant a church.
他现在不再是去烧毁教会，他的意向是要去建立教会。
My last conversation with him was that he planted a church at Pakambaro.
上次跟他对话的时候，他在巴格巴路这个地方建立一个教会。
He gave us his life.
他给耶稣他的生命。
We're not only sons and daughters of God, but we're also heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ.
我们不仅仅是上帝的儿子，我们还是神的，只是他的继承。
We have such great inheritance in God.
我们在神里面有着很大的产业继承给我们。
From enemies of God.You know, opposing God, we are lost, and yet God brought us into His family.
从我们迷失的当中，我们对抗上帝是神的敌人的时候，他来拯救我们，把我们带回到他的家庭当中。
He gave us the rights, the full rights and authority and the privileges of a child of God.
他给我们权柄，给我们完整的权柄，成为神的儿女。
The third miracle of Christmas.
圣诞节的第三个神迹就是
，is that he his birth brings freedom and healing from the curses of sin。
他的诞生带来了人类的自由和医治，使人脱离罪恶的咒诅。
That's why I like the carols, the herald angels sing because the third verse it says, "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, Hail the Son of Righteousness, Light and Life to all He brings."Reason with healing in his wings.
就很很喜欢这首赞美诗。他在第三节提到，赞美天降和平之君，赞美公义之日。他赐予万物光明与生命，他的翅膀带着医治之能复活。
That's why when he came, he declared right from the onset of his ministry, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news.Tidings, right, or the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and captives, to recover the sight of the blind, to set the oppressed, release the oppressed and the bruised free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
所以耶稣降临在世上，他开始他的使命的时候，在那边施工的时候，就在那边宣告说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用。高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告卑劣的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
For he came to die for us.
因为他来是为我们而死。
No, the Bible says he bore our griefs and our sorrow on the cross.
在圣经里面告诉我们，他带着我们的带着我们的所有的
our emotional grief and our sorrow, pain in our hearts.
带着我们的忧愁，带着我们的内心的所有的一切痛苦的放在十字架上。
No, the Bible says he was punished for our peace, our mental health.
他这里面说他被审判，是为了带我们头脑的平安。
And by his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭打，我们得医治。
You know, he rose from the dead, he conquered sin and grave.
你知道他从死里复活，他战胜死亡，战胜了坟墓。
When I was there, I visited the famous the Garden Tomb.
当我在耶路撒冷的时候，我就拜访了这个地方，就是这埋葬的坟墓的地方。
And this is a place they believe that when Christ was placed in that tomb.
这个地方是大家都相信，传统上认为这个地方是耶稣的身体，被放在里面的。
It was a very wonderful time for us. We had communion in that place.
就很好的时间，在我们在那边守圣餐。
And that's me when I was very young.
当时我们是很年轻的时候在那边。
And the tomb is empty.
这个坟墓是空的。
He's risen.
他已经复活了。
Amen. He's alive.
我们他已经复活了。
He has conquered over death and the grave.
他战胜了死亡，战胜了坟墓。
And because he lived, we live.
因为他活着，所以我们也活着。
And he already bore our sin and our diseases on the cross of Calvary.
他已经把我们的罪、我们的所有的一切疾病都放在十字架上面了。
Now, Psalms 107 says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. When I was in Bible school here back in the 80s in Melbourne, one of my classmates, his name is Micah. Micah was 20 years into heroin drug addiction. He tried everything and he couldn't get himself free. He has to beg, borrow, steal, and do whatever he can to get money for his addiction. And one day Micah heard about Jesus. The great deliverer, the great healer. He has such a powerful encounter with Jesus Christ. The Prince of Peace that will come and rule in his heart that is so troubled. And Michael told me this story. He said, by a supernatural, miraculous event, within a few days, he was off drug
addiction.
We were in Bible school together in the 80s. And today, he not only pastors a church in Malaysia, he also run an orphanage for people like him. I remember a friend called Catherine living in Auckland, in New Zealand. And I do heard news that his brother died at the age of 50 suddenly. And apparently in the family, a lot of people would die young. And one day I was at Fountain Gate Shopping Center. Suddenly I felt impressed to pray for Catherine. You know, in the shopping center, it's not like in the church, you know, suddenly you feel, I need to pray. And I started praying for her. I don't know how to pray, I don't know what's wrong with her. I began to pray in tongues in the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit knows all things. Then I text Patrick. I'm praying for you now. Next thing I got a call. How did you know?
你怎么知道?
I said, no what?
So, 我知道什么事情?
I'm feeling very sick.
我觉得非常的, 我病得非常多,
and I'm very fearful that I would die young like my brother and my family members.
我非常害怕我会像其他的, 家庭成员一样很年轻的就去世了。
And then they on the phone, as I'm in Melbourne, she's in Auckland, we began to pray together and break the curses of death.
所以在电话当中,她在奥克兰,我在墨尔本,就在电话当中一直祷告,把这个咒诅,家庭的咒诅给去除掉。
The timing was so powerful.
那个时间是非常的准时。
She not only recovered,
她不仅仅是恢复了,
she's a happy grandmother of many grandchildren. I can't keep count.
现在她是个非常快乐的祖母，她很多的孙子。
He is our healer. Amen.
耶稣是我们的医治者。
He delivers us from fear.
她整天完全害怕当中。
Our ultimate healing is when we're going to have a glorified body like Jesus.
我们最终的医治是我们回到天上，跟耶稣一样有复活的身体，荣耀的身体。
No more sicknesses. No more back pain.
不再有疾病，不再有背痛。
You can walk through the wall.
我们要可以穿过城墙。
And most of all, you can still eat.
更重要的是，我们还可以再吃东西。
Amazing, isn't it?
特别是。
How can we go to heaven without eating?
我们怎么到天上，我们不吃东西呢？
For Asian eating so important,
you know?
And I'm a strong believer, though it's not in the scripture, that there'll be durian in heaven.
Okay?
Too bad, there'll be one corner for those who don't like durian. And last story, I remember Elaine Chia.
那最后一个故事，我记得Elaine Chia这个
old friend of mine.
是我的好朋友。
I think she's living in Spain right now.
我想她可能现在住在西班牙。
And she had advanced stage cancer.
她有一个癌症。
And she was lying on the hospital, literally skin and bone.
她躺在医院的，只是很暴露的躺在医院。
And the doctor gave her not much time to live.
医生告诉她你不会再活多长时间。
But she began to cry out to God.
然后就开始在那边向上帝呼求。
Lord, I'm not living long enough to enjoy the goodness of God in the land of the living yet.
主啊，我还没活得还不够长，还没完全享受在你这丰盛的土地上，我还没享受。
Instead of listening to the report of the doctor, she began to focus on Jesus, the healer.
她不再去听医生的那些报告，她就听耶稣医治者的话语。
And against all prediction by the doctor, she recovered.
就跟医生的症状不同，她开始复原起来。
She's still alive and serving the Lord.
她现在还活着，还在侍奉神。
And that was about 30 years ago.
那这个是30年之前的事情。
God is our healer.
上帝是我们的医治者。
When I was 18 years old in Singapore, I was drafted into the army.
当我18岁的时候，在新加坡，我被入伍，参加军队。
Like all Singaporeans, we have to pay our 2 years debt to the country.
就好像很多所有的新加坡人有2年的时间要还债给政府。
And one night, I woke up choking with my nose completely choked. I couldn't breathe.
有一个晚上，我在殡仪当中突然醒过来，就咳嗽，我的鼻孔突然不能够呼吸。
And that was the beginning of my sinus problem.
就开始我的病，开始发炎，就是开始。
I was living in Singapore then, and I'll be sneezing and I'll be coughing every day, almost.
就我在新加坡住的时候，基本上每天都会咳嗽，都会打喷嚏，每天都是这样。
Everywhere I go, I'll carry my nose drop medication, you know.
不管我去什么地方，我总是要带着我的喷雾器，不管我去哪里。
And when I was a missionary in Medan, Indonesia, you know, I saw many miracles.
我在印度尼西亚的梅丹这个地方做双驾驶的工作的时候，我看到了许多的神迹。
We pray for people, we see miraculous healing.
我们为人祷告，我们看到很多上帝医治的大能的工作。
But I was still sneezing.
但是我还是在那边。
It is not fair. How about me?
那我说这不公平啊！为什么我为其他人祷告，他们医治我？
But I never stop praying and asking God.
我从来没停止祷告，要求上帝医治我。
When I was 40 years old,
当我40岁的时候,
from 18 to 40, that's a long time suffering.
18岁到40岁, 这很长的受难的时间。
I remember praying to God, God, enough is enough.
我在那边祷告说神啊, 足够，已经足够了。
I don't care whether I have this symptom for life, but to me, I believe I'm ready healed.
我不管我这个还是在那边。 有这个症状，但是我相信我已经得到医治了。
I remember waking up one day and realized that, hey, I have no dripping nose for the last 1 week.
有一天早上我醒过来的时候，突然感觉到我有一个星期的时间已经没打喷嚏，已经没。
And from that day on, my sinus was completely healed.
从那一天开始，我的病人就已经得到完全。
Amen. God is a good God.
上帝是良善的上帝。
We all know that we have a lifespan here on earth.
我们都知道我们要活在这个世上。
Even the day that was raised will have to die one day.
即使从死里复活，有一天我们也要死。
But we can experience heaven on earth.
让我们可以经历天堂在地上。
You know, when I was in Indonesia, there was such a miracle. It was just amazing to see the number of healing taking place.
当我在印度尼西亚的时候，我真的很看到。 很多的神迹，看到很多的人得到完成的医治。
I remember having a meeting with some of the local pastors.
我记得跟一些地方的教会牧师一起聚会的时候
，and there was some noise in the next room。
有在一个地方有很吵闹的声音，在一个休息室。
And the worker said, "Oh, this lady brought a baby that couldn't breathe, you know, didn't breathe, and it's all blue and cold, and just brought her in to be prayed for."
他说这个女儿呢，带着个 baby， 她全身都已经发紫了，她没办法呼吸，她就把这个小婴孩带到教会。
And then we had the meeting going on while they are praying over at the other end.
所以我们在这边，在另外一边，在那边有个打发会为这个小婴孩打发。
And this time we heard shouting and it was such commotion.
那在接着我们听到这种欢呼呼喊的声音，在被翻过镜子的声音。
And when we went to check, the baby came alive again.
我们去那边去看，这个孩子复活了，再活。
Amen.
不是这样。Amen.
God is a healer.
上帝是医治者。
One more story.
你说我听过一个故事，还有听过一个故事。
Back in Sydney, at Peter Shen Assemblies of God, it was those days.
就回到悉尼，在 Peter 一个教会神教会。
We know of this lady called Mama Ong.
我们知道叫做 Mama Ong 的这个女士。
And she's a mom of children that were pastors as well.
她的孩子也是牧师的，也是牧师。
And Mama Ong was attending this church in Sydney.
Mama Ong 在这个教会参加在悉尼这个地方参加了一个教会。
And normally she'll sit behind.
通常他是坐在后面的。
And one day in the middle of the service, a lady with a baby in front, sitting near the front, start to scream, "My baby is not breathing! My baby is not breathing! It's turning blue!"
有一天坐在前排的一个女人突然在那边大喊，她说：“我的婴孩不呼吸的，他开始变绿色，变蓝色了。”我的婴孩不会呼吸。
Can you imagine the commotion that's happening in that service during that time?
你知道想象在聚会当中突然有人在聚会当中突然的大叫。
Mama Ong just stood up from behind and ran to the front and lay hand on the baby and start to pray.
那妈妈就从后排就冲到前排，就用手按在这个baby 的小孩的身上，在那边开始。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
在耶稣大能的名里面
，Come alive.
活起来
，people were surprised. Who is this lady?
大家都在那很惊讶，说这个女人是谁
？Out of the blue, take charge of the situation.
在突然发生的事情，她就突然来主持了。
Even before the pastor could do anything,
甚至牧师还没说什么话之前，她就开始。
And next thing, the baby started to cry.
那再接着，这个 baby 就开始大哭起来。
God is a great healer.
上帝是。
He can deliver you from all addiction.
他可以拯救你从所有的一切上瘾瘾会当中。
As long as you have breath,
只要你有呼吸
，we press on to believe.
我们要继续的坚持我们所相信。
I rather die believing than die with my unbelief.
我即使我杀出我的信，相信上帝而死，也不要当做不
信。Right now is my answer to time of the Lord's Supper.
我们要开始进入。
If you don't receive the elements, could you just raise your hands? There's someone here in front of this one. Yes. It's an appropriate time for us to remember that He came so that He could die for us.
这个很重要的是合理的时间，我们去纪念他来为我们。
As he hung on the cross，
当他被钉在十字架上。
By his stripes we are healed，
因他受鞭打我们的病。
He took our sin and our diseases on the cross of Calvary，
他带着我们的罪，带着我们的疾病被钉在哥西马利园。
Even as we partake。The bread that symbolizes His body broken for us.
当我们一起用这个饼的时候，代表他为我们所破碎的身体。
We can claim and appropriate the healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以接受，我们可以宣告耶稣医治的大能在我们身上。
Whatever addiction, whatever challenges you have, He is the answer.
不管我们所面对着什么样的挑战，不管我们所面对着。怎样的上瘾？
We can claim emotional healing, mental healing, physical healing and spiritual healing.
我们可以接受我们头脑的我们思想情绪上的医治，我们身体的医治，我们所有的情感上各方面的医治。
And the blood that was shed on the cross.
在十字架上所流的血。
Cleanses us from all of sin and the curses of sin and the judgment of sin.
可以接近我们所有的一切的罪，一切罪的咒诅，也一切罪的审判。
Let's pray together now.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, in agreement, as we gather together, we join our faith together right now and pray.
阿爸，我们现在同心合意的一起祈求。
We thank you, Lord, for coming.For sending your Son, O Father.
我们感谢你，差遣你的爱子来到中间。
So that by Him, Lord, we can live.
就因为他，我们可以得以活着。
Lord, we thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
主，我们感谢你，耶稣在十字架上所完成的大功。
Lord, right now we incorporate the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross into our lives.
主，我们现在接受。自己耶稣在十字架上所完成的工作，在我们的生命当中。
We speak healing in Jesus' name.
我们宣告医治在耶稣基督。
We speak deliverance in Jesus' name.
我们宣告救赎在耶稣基督的。
We speak restoration in Jesus' name.
我们接受我们宣告复原在耶稣基督里面。
We receive it, O God, by faith in the name of Jesus.
我们接受在主耶稣基督里面凭着信心来接受这
些。阿门，阿门。Let's not take off the bread
together. 让我们一起
用这个杯。Let's
drink of the cup.
Father, we thank you for your word.Let your word go forth and bring healing right now to each and every one of us. Let your truth go forth and bring deliverance right now. Let your word go forth to bring restoration. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet right now as we sing a closing carol.
Thank you.
our hands and we seek the blessing of the Lord. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling.
Now say that to His heart, I want to be, get.
And to present you blameless before the presence of His glory. We pray joy to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Praise God. Come and stop this place. Do stay for some pressure. If you need prayer and ministry, you can come forward. You don't need to be here. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.